This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Last week, six states voted on pot initiatives, and more are certain to come in the next election. In previous commentaries, I've noted that the push for legalization of marijuana has come at a time when we know more about the dangers of cannabis than we knew a few decades ago. In a recent Breakpoint commentary, John Stone Street concludes that the pot experiment has been a disaster. It has been a disaster for many reasons. The first reason is potency. Ann Coulter's recent column reminds us it's not your father's pot anymore. When I was growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, the kids around me were using marijuana that had 2 to 3% THC. Today, the marijuana sold in cannabis dispensaries have about 15 to 25% THC. The National Institute on Drug Abuse reports that about 30% of cannabis users will become addicted, especially if they start before age 18. Health and safety are another reason. Just look at the statistics from states that have participated in this rush social experiment to legalize marijuana. Increases in car crashes along with property crimes and violent crimes followed legalization. In Colorado, the first state to legalize recreational marijuana, marijuana DUIs increased and 40% of stoned drivers were under the age of 18. A third reason is mental health. I received a lot of pushback the first time I did a radio program with a guest documenting the link between marijuana use and schizophrenia. That shouldn't be controversial now, since we have a new study from Denmark that found that 30% of schizophrenic cases could be linked to marijuana use. Each year, more states are legalizing marijuana, but just because cannabis is becoming legal doesn't mean it is a good policy for individuals or for society. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.